My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to remind myself first and remind you to set intention sincere to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the barakah, the blessing, and the understanding and the ability to implement what we know. Because knowledge, like money, is no value of knowledge unless you use it, you implement it, you inculcate it, and you give it to other. At this time, you will receive the understanding of knowledge. Which understanding and comprehending of knowledge coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only Allah. And otherwise you can gain knowledge and is nothing. And just quick to tell you something about somebody tell me about somebody used to have a confidence and lose the confidence. And what's the difference between confidence and arrogance, and when you can have confidence and when you can have arrogance? If you have knowledge and you know what you're doing, this gives you confidence. And there's a hairy line between confidence and arrogance. Confidence of what you do or what you know. Arrogant, when you have no knowledge and you claim or you think you have the knowledge and you are confident of what you have. Meaning confidence of what? Of nothing. And the majority of people who really believe they are confident, they are arrogant. And the most of them is ignorant. But they look and act like confidence. And otherwise, the person who have knowledge, his confidence is inside, not outside. Listen carefully. Your confidence is inside, not outside. Because you do not want to prove anything to nobody. You have confidence of what you know. And usually, in all the history, person who have the knowledge is humble and humility, and his nose is down. Whom those the most people have the knowledge? Messenger and prophet. Because messenger and prophet have the ultimate knowledge. And this why today, the difference between a person go to college and get the knowledge without having the real understanding of Islamic knowledge, he's out. Because in college they bubble you up. And they make you believe you have confidence. And what you're learning? Garbage. Nonsense. By this way, what do you know? What do you know about life? What do you know about people? What do you know about really history? What do you know about anything? Because even what you're learning is you're learning from one angle. You're learning from one angle. If you want to learn something, learn it from all angles. You will know. Like today, inshallah, we'll talk about Isa alayhi salam, which in English, Jesus. If you find out any sincere Christian, he keeps study. He keeps study. Why? He want to know. In other hand, the ignorant one, he tell you, that's it. I have the knowledge. I'm satisfied of what I have. Can you see the pattern? Is a pattern always between the real, humble, sincere person which seeking knowledge and the ignorant one who said, I'm satisfied. This is a topic, inshallah, one day we'll talk about it. Number one, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us a life, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thank Him. And I ask Allah to allow me to thank Him of what He offered me, because I did not know I'm going to live until I have this session with Isa alayhi salam. And after Isa alayhi salam, we will go inshallah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, the last messenger and prophet. And also I want to remind you and remind myself and anybody who see these tapes is, I do not have the best language. Actually, I have maybe the worst language. I have very poor language and wording. I do not have this eloquent wording. I make a lot of mistakes in grammar, maybe sometimes pronunciation. Please, anyone looking to my tapes, focus in the message. Do not focus in my language or the mistake. Anytime you hear me say mistake, you know it is coming from me and my shaitan and my weakness. Anything good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his book and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also do not compare between me and other and me. Because with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent different people for different caliber people. People in college, they will never allow me to talk. Why? They want somebody with big degree, big knowledge, big wording to can satisfy them. In meantime, simple people, they cannot comprehend this big, big word. And they cannot understand when the person is trying to break down different aspect. By this way, we have to respect everyone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the ultimate wisdom. He sent everybody to His own reckoning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one. Once we understand that, we will look with the wisdom, not with what? With contradicting or complaining. We always ask, oh Allah, why you put this man in this place? Why you send this man in this place? And this why, if you understand the wisdom of Allah, you always be content with where you are. Because where you are is what Allah chose for you. For a wisdom Allah know. And now we're going to the most controversial story in mankind history. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, and all messenger and prophet. And before we talk about Isa alayhi salam, we have to talk about his mother. We talk about it a little bit in the story of Zakaria alayhi salam. What does Isa mean by Arabic? Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him also another name, Al-Masih ibn Maryam. And Al-Masih by Arabic meaning the one who do masih. What's the masih by English? Anoint. Anoint. The one who do anoint. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the power of healing. Because he was in a time with a lot of medicine. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him something above any medicine. He heal with the power of Allah, and even he bring life after death by the power of Allah. Also by Hebrew, called Yeshua. And Yeshua by Hebrew meaning the one who save from sins. And also some people said his name is Masih because he came out of his mother's belly without no blood. He came clean. And even they said he came clean and he came shining. Usually any baby coming from the belly of his mother need to be washed. Isa alayhi salam, he came clean and shine. Wallahu a'lam. Allah know best. And also they said his name al-Masih because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he anoint the sins with blessing by him. Whatever where he go, he was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he called Masih because he used to walk for long distance in a short period of time. We're going to talk about that inshallah. And it's big difference between Al-Masih, the Messiah, and Al-Masih al-Dajjal. Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the hour, the one with one eye, the one he coming in the end of time. And this one, he will come with one eye, and between his forehead is a word kafir, disbeliever. Only the believer will read it. And his hair is curly, and he is like not straight, but little bit swing to the front, and he's short. This is the one he will claim he is the creator, he is God in the end of time. This is what some people waiting for him. But we know Isa alayhi salam is coming back, and that's not coming back for Muslim, coming back for non-Muslim to prove who he is and what he did and what is his message. We'll talk about this in another topic inshallah. Who's his mother? His mother is Maryam alayha salam, peace and blessing be upon her, the daughter of Imran. Imran, he was one of the biggest scholars in Bani Israel at this time. And her mother, her name is Hanna bint Faqud, and was very pious woman, used to worship Allah a lot. And she is the sister of the wife of Zakariya alayhi salam, according to some report. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ ذُرِّيَّةٌ بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah, He chose Adam and Nuh, وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, meaning Ibrahim and his seed, وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ, meaning the family of Imran, because Maryam and Zakariya and Isa alayhi salam, ala al-alamin, over everybody, dhurriyatun ba'duha min ba'd, they are descended from the same seed, wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah all hearing, all knowing. And she was a woman cannot have birth. She never have a kid. But she love Allah, and she want to leave a seed in this earth. What kind of a seed? A boy. And this boy, why she choose a boy? To be a scholar or a messenger or someone to donate it to the big masjid in Jerusalem at this time, called a haikal. And one day she decided. What she decided? She decided to do nadhr. Nadhr meaning when you really want something so bad, you said, oh Allah, if you give me this, I will do that. This is called nadhr by Arabic. A promise to fulfill something if you give me something. But you have to know something. Once you do nadr, it become obligation. And if you did not fulfill it, you become a betrayer between you and Allah. Big problem. A lot of people do that. And said, oh Allah, if you do this, I will do that. And once Allah give them, they forget. Or they cheat. How you cheat? Can you cheat with Allah? You know, you can't. And what the mother of Maryam said. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. This is verse 35 from Surah Al Imran. She said, the mother of Imran, or the wife of Imran, Rabbi, O my Lord, I donate, I make it pure to you, what in my belly? Accept it from me. You are all seeing, all knowing. Now, this is the beginning of what going on about Isa alayhi salam. A woman, pious, love Allah, fear Allah, and she want donated whatever Allah give her to Allah. Now she makes the oath, she makes a commitment between her and Allah. Watch what happened. Allah accept what she said. Now the time coming, she gets a baby. And now is the time of delivery. Once she gets delivered, she look and all of a sudden she gets shocked. What happened? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
ربي إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت وليس الذكر كالأنثى وإني سميتها مريم وإني أعيذها بك وذريتها من الشيطان الرجيم فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا
صدق الله العظيم. When she looked, she find it untha, she find it a female. She said, oh Allah, is a female, is not a male. And I know the male is not the female. Why? Because no messenger ever been heard or a prophet is a female. But what she said, you Allah know what I have. Yes, I see it is a female, but you know what I have. And I seek refuge from for you to protect her from the devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَقَبَّلْهَا رَبَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted with goodness. And وَأَنْبَتْهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make her grow like a small plant, beautiful and pure. Now when you have a plant, you really worry about it. You make sure the soil is good. You make sure the water is good. You make the fertilization for the ground. It makes the earth sweet and not acidy. Is this rings a bell for us? Similar, if you want a kid to be good, the seed is good. From a good seed, in a good soil, good environment, with good mother or father and good education. To keep water in the plant all the time. And otherwise you will never have a good tree. You will never have a good crops. About this, we have to know. Maryam never been touched by Shaitan, the devil. Her and Isa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من مولود إلا والشيطان مسه حين يولد فيستهل صارخا من مسة الشيطان إلا مريم وابنها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, no any child, his mother give him birth without the shaitan touch him or give him a hit. This why the child always scream and cry, except Maryam and her son, which is Isa alayhi salam. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, one of the companions, he replied, and he said, وَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ, and read whatever you want, وَإِنِّي أُعِذَهَا بِكَ وَذُرَيْتَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and I ask you, Allah, to save her from shaitan, her and her generation, or what do you call it, progeny, and her progeny. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كل إنسان تولده أمه يلكزه الشيطان في حضنه. Every man of the son of Adam, his mother give him birth, the shaitan give him a hit in his belly or in his side, except Maryam and her son. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, he said, did you not see the boy when he fall down, he scream? They said, Ya Rasulullah, O the Messenger of Allah, why? He said, because at this moment the devil is hit him. Hit him in his side or hit him in the belly. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من مولود إلا وقد عصره الشيطان عصرة أو عصرتين إلا عيسى بن مريم. No any boy or a child have birth from his mother without the shaitan squeeze him, one squeeze or two squeeze, except Maryam and her son. Now, all this hadith is authentic hadith in Bukhari and Imam al-Tirmizi. Now, after Maryam is giving, became in life, after a few year or whatever time, her father died. And another report, in very short time, her father died. And her mother carry Maryam and give it to the masjid, the big mosque in Jerusalem at this time. And they have a dispute about who will take care about Maryam. We talk about that in Zakaria. Anyway, they have a dispute and Zakaria alayhi salam take the charge. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a beautiful story. You can hear it in the tape of Zakaria alayhi salam. Now, and we talk about in the time of Zakaria, is this woman or this young lady or this young girl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his will, she was so pious to the point every time Zakaria go to the place where she in complete seclusion pray and worship Allah, he find food. And this food was not belong to the area, not belong to the season, and fresh. And he know for a fact nobody visit her. Where is the food coming from? He asked her, O Maryam, where is the food coming from? She said, this food is from Allah. Allah provide whom he want without no any way he can imagine. And we talk about what happened to Zakaria at this time when he asked Allah to give him a child too. Anyway, she grew up a very pious woman, working only for Allah, worship Allah day and night. And according to the report, angel used to come talk to her. O Mary, O Maryam, you are chosen by Allah. Worship Allah more. Allah will take care about you. Allah choose you. Allah choose you and your generation, progeny. And one day, She's coming out of her place when she finds a young man. She was shocked. Who are you? What do you want? This young man was Angel Jibreel. Why he came in the shape of young man? Because he came in the shape of young man because nobody can take the shape of angels. And he told her, I'm coming to give you a child. He said, me? How? Is no man ever touched me? I'm virgin. Nobody ever touched me. And I'm pure to Allah. And let's go to the Quran. When he show up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابَ مَرْيَمِ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رَوْحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا.
She took the eastern side of the masjid and she make a veil to nobody can see her, and she saw our soul. Allah said our soul, it show up to her as a human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran, he said,
وَإِذْ قَالَتُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنِتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ.
The angels come to Mary, Maryam, and said, Oh Allah, Allah, He chose you and purify you and choose you among all the women in mankind. Pray, prostrate, do ruku'a, and be among those who are worshipper. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, خير نسائها مريم بنت عمران. One of the most chosen women in earth is Maryam bint Imran, and also Khadija bint Khuwailid. Khadija is the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hasbuka min nisa'i al-alamin bi-arba. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose from all the women four: Asiya imra'at Fir'aun, Asiya the wife of Fir'aun, wa Khadija bint Khuwailid, wa Fatima bint Muhammad, wa Maryam bint Imran. And Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, and Maryam bint Imran. And one day also, he make four line. And they ask him, Oh, the Prophet of Allah, what's the four line? He said, Do you know what's the four line? They said, No. He said, the four line corresponding the best woman Allah chose. And he put Khadija radiallahu anha bint Khuwailid, wa Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anha, wa Maryam bint Imran alayhi salam, wa Asiya bint Muzahim alayhi salam. Imra'at Fir'aun. Yeah. And also we know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel of death was in the door, ready to take his soul, and he whispered to his daughter, and she cried, and he whispered again, and she smiled. Later on, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, she asked her, what the Prophet tell you at this time? She said, the angel of death in the front of the door, he will take my soul now. I cried. And after that, he give me in my ear, he tell me, and you're the first one to come after me, and you will be one of the head of the woman in paradise. I smiled. And later on, she died after the Prophet, approximately 6 months. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also about Maryam in Surah Al-Ma'idah, she is Siddiqa. Siddiqa is the second level after a prophet or messenger. And also is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. She was an obedience, a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always in a state of salah, or in a state of dua and prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how come we have a mother without a father? Or now we have a mother without no father, and we have a child coming. This always, like, you know, is not normal to mankind. As a normal is, a woman need a husband, and the husband with a woman get a child. When she screamed at this time, and she was upset about what going on, now Angel Jibreel reply. She said, "A'udhu bi Rahman mink. I seek refuge of the All Mercy One from you." Now Angel Jibreel reply.
قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا.
I am the messenger of your Lord to give you a very wise boy. This Surah Maryam, verse 19. Right away she replied,
قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا.
How I get a boy and no any mankind have been touching me, and I never was a prostitute or selling myself. The angel replied, he said, this is the word of Allah. He said, this has to be done, and this is easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it to be a sign of Allah to all mankind, and mercy from Allah, وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. And the word is done, finished, is destined. And now she has a baby. According to the report, some people said this baby was for 9 months, normal. Some people said, very short time, the baby was growing too fast. And this was one of the signs. How long she was pregnant, Allah know. If she was fast, if she was slow, Allah know. But we have to know something. What happened to her now? She has to leave. She has to leave. What the people will say? This is a trial now for whom? For Maryam. Imagine a pious woman, a young lady, and she doesn't know what's going on, but she know now what Allah put in her. Now, one time somebody came. But before we do that, we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَرْيَمْ إِبْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رَوْحِنَا. And the Maryam, the daughter of Imran, the one she was saving her own self. We breath or breathe in her, a soul from us. This Surah Tahreem, verse 12. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin, He said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرَهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْءٍ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He want to do something, He said, be, will be. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. All praise to Allah, the one He has in His hand, everything, and all of us going toward Allah. Now somebody came to her. We do not sure it is Zakariya alayhi salam or somebody else. And he said, oh Maryam, what is going on? And he tell her, can be a tree or a plant without a seed? She said, yes. He said, how? He said, find out who's the first farmer. You understand? The man asked her, or the person, can you have a plant without a seed? She replied, yes. Look who created the first plant. The person stopped. He said, can you have a child without a male? She said, yes. He said, how? He said, Adam alayhi salam, he has no male and no female. He said, at this time, tell me what is going on. Now she replied. She said, I have been told by the angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a glad tiding, by a word from Allah. Now you have to know something. Isa alayhi salam is a word of Allah. Be will be. This is what it means. A word from Allah has to be done. And a soul from Allah. How? We do not know how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever He wants. Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. She tell him. She doesn't have birth yet. I am having Isa ibn Maryam. And he will be a prophet. And he will talk. And she used to say, when I was alone, I used to hear him talking to me. And when I was with a group of people, I hear him doing dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now is the time coming to have deliver. She went someplace far away in a deserted area, and at this time she was crying. And what she said to Allah, Ya laytani mitta qabla hada wa kunta nasiyan mansiya. I wish I died before this day and I was not even exist. Now we have a question in here. Can a person in a time of calamity asking Allah to die? According to here, yes. What kind of calamity? When you fear from fitna, meaning you can lose your own iman. This is the only time. Not you because you are sick, not because you lost a child or a wife or a husband or money or something, no. If you're going to lose your iman, it's better for you to die than losing your iman. And this why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا يتمنين أحدا منكم الموت. Nobody ask Allah to die. لدور نزل به, because a calamity came to upon him or to him. فإن كان لابد متمنيا الموت, and if he really have to ask Allah for death, فليقل. At this time the Prophet teach us how to say it. فليقل, say, اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي. Oh Allah, give me life if it is good for me, and take my life if it is not good for me. You see? And another report, this hadith sahih in Bukhari, authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, and also another hadith similar with the end. O Allah, if you are descending a fitna and tribulation in earth, take my soul without being trialed or a trial for other. And you are pleased with me, Ya Allah. إن كنت منزل بأهل الأرض فتنة فاقبض روحي إلي غير فاتنا أو مفتونا وأنت راض عني يا رب العالمين. And another hadith, it said, اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وإذا أردت في الناس فتنة فاقبضني إليك غير مفتون. Also is authentic hadith in Imam Tirmizi. What the dua said? O Allah, I ask you the door of goodness and all the goodness and leaving all the sins and love those who are humble and humility and poor. And if you want or if you descended to the people at tribulation, take my soul before I be among them, is allowed. Ibn Kathir, one of the scholars, he said, why she said what she said? Because she knew she are going now to a trial. Imagine a pious woman having a baby. What's he going to say about her? Nobody will believe her. Nobody. She know what will happen. She can be killed. She can persecute, you know, really give her hard time. They will call her all kind of name. It will become disgrace to her family. And all this from a worshipper, never been touched by a man. At this moment, what she heard, when she was crying, and she asked Allah to take her. Before all that, she heard an angel. What the angel said? Let's go to Surah Maryam and find out what the angel said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا. صدق الله العظيم. She went and she took distance from where she was. And when the time coming, she went to close to a dead tree and she sit underneath it and she cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take her soul before this moment. At this time, she heard from underneath her an angel tell her, don't worry and don't be sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give you a well of water underneath you. And shake the tree, you will get a sweet, soft dates will be coming down to eat from it.
فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقُرِّي عَيْنًا فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا.
Eat and drink and be happy. And if somebody of mankind saw you, said, I am committed to my Lord of fasting, and I will not talk to nobody today.
فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا.
And she came to her family, carry him in her hand. And the moment they look at her, they said, O Maryam, you came with something so bad, so disgrace.
فأشارت إلي,
she waved her finger toward him.
قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا.
They said, how we can talk to an infant boy, he's still in his clothing. At this moment, عيسى عليه السلام talk.
قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون.
At this moment, Isa alayhi salam said, I am the slave of Allah. Now imagine a baby. A baby you expected to cry, to anything, but to just talk like that. I am the slave of Allah. آتاني الكتاب, he give me my book. وجعلني نبيا, and he make me a messenger.
وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت,
and he make me a blessing whatever where I go.
وأوصاني بالصلاة,
and he ask me to hold tight in prayer.
والزكاة,
and give charity. ما دمت حيا, whatever I have life.
وبرًا بوالدتي,
and to be kind and generous to my mother.
ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا,
and he did not make me an oppressor to no one.
والسلام علي,
and peace upon me. The day I have been giving birth, the day I have been born.
ويوم أموت,
and the day I will die. Then the day I will be resurrected. Meaning he will give salam to himself three times.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied after that, ذلك عيسى بن مريم.
This is the story of عيسى بن مريم, the truth story, and the one the people will deny it. And after that, in the next 3-4 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deny what people said. This in Surah Maryam, from verse 22 to verse 35. Now wonder what happened. Now we have a small baby, his name is Isa alayhi salam. Now we have a couple of points in here we have to go through. A woman in labor, very weak woman. She used to have food from Jannah all the time when she was worshipping. How come all of a sudden she has no food from Jannah anymore? And the woman, she most need the food, Allah tell her to shake the dead tree. Think, Maryam alayhi salam, she believed in Allah without no doubt. When she saw Angel Jibreel and he gave her the news about having a baby, she said, how? أَنَّا يَكُونَ لِي. How I will have a baby? At this moment, she questioned. Just by this tiny question, some scholars said, the belief in Allah decreased. Because she should not have a question. Just by a question. Now the food of paradise left it. Now she has to eat like everybody eat. But in meantime, we have to think. Can a man or a woman shake a dead tree? If you are familiar with dead trees, it's impossible. No, not only big and tall. Dead trees, the roots is so deep and so wide, you cannot shake it. No way. I saw in my life a truck hitting a dead tree. The truck was flipped upside down, loaded, and the dead tree not even moved. I'm serious. I saw it with my bare eyes when I was so young. The whole truck, big truck, at least like having 10-15 ton of merchandise. By this way, you're talking about the truck with a load, at least 20 ton, hitting a dead tree in high speed and fall down. And the dead tree is still standing, nothing going on. Yes, we have some dead down from the shake. But to you, as a human being, shake a dead tree, impossible. Unless you are Hulako or a bionic woman or something. But when here we're talking about Maryam alayhi salam, a female, young, just deliver a baby, meaning she is very weak. We said in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give us also a message. Just shake. The shaking in here, not with your hand, is the obedience. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell her to do so. Allah tell her, I will give you a well of water, a running well, and shake the dead tree. It's almost like the stick of wood of Musa. You can have any cane go across the Red Sea. Hit the Red Sea is not the cane. It is a command Allah give it to the cane. Similar in here is not the tree. Is not her, Maryam. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he allow her with a tiny touch to have the dates fall down. And not only dates, rotab. Rotab by Arabic meaning the one is completely ripe. What we learn from here, we learn to have faith in Allah and not question destiny. And if you have to question it with manner. Do not ask how, why. No, ask, oh Allah, give me wisdom, Ya Allah. And be in a state of obedience. This is the whole thing. You won't see, really, big scene from Allah, be in a state of obedience and don't questioning something. And if you have to question it, be humble. You do not know, ask Allah, oh Allah, give me Allah. Give me the understanding. Give me the wisdom. And now they start insulting her. What you done? Who are you? What you do? Your mother was not like that. Nobody among your family is prostitute. This, they really give it to her. Now, imagine when the boy talk, wonder what happened. It was a shocking experience for them. Boom! They kept quiet. After they kept quiet, what happened? With somehow, with the will of Allah, the whole thing come down. Now, before we go to continue to the life of Isa alayhi salam, this is a point. How many people in history talk when they were infant? Anybody know? How many boys, child, infant, talk when they were young? You talk when you are young? No? Not you? Not you? No. Zarida? Alhamdulillah. Actually, is four. And another report is three. Who are the three? We know one now. Who? Huh? Isa alayhi salam? What's the another one? MashaAllah. The another one, it has a story reported in Sahih al-Bukhari, authentic hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about a man, his name is Jarir. Jarir was a man, a very pious man. And this pious man, he was always in seclusion praying to Allah. One day, the door knocked. Jarir, I'm your mother. Jarir in the middle of Salah, he said, Allah, I'm in Salah. I cannot answer her. I continue in Salah. His mother left upset. Second day, Jarir, I'm your mother. Jarir is praying. He said, oh Allah, praying for you is better than answer my mother. And he continues Salah. Third day, Jarir, I'm your mother. He did not answer again. What he said at this time, she got upset. And what he said, what she said, oh Allah, do not make him die unless he look to the faces of prostitute. She said, oh Allah, do not make him die unless he look to the prostitute faces. That's it. And she left. Bani Israel at this time, or the people at this time, used to talk about Jarir and his piety and his good manner, and he always was Allah. And he never looked to any woman. One woman was walking by, a prostitute. She said, excuse me, he never looked to any woman, I would make him look. She go to a farmland next to him. She meets the farmer, she has good time with him, she have a child. And she keep walking, this is the son of Jarir, son of Jarir, son of Jarir. They went to Jarir, they beat him up, they break his place of worship, and they took him down, and they want to kill him. At this time, he said to them, please give me some moment between me and Allah. And he cried to Allah, and he prayed to Allah, oh Allah, allow me to let them know the truth. And I didn't do it. You know. And after he prayed, he went to the boy. And he said, oh boy, who's your father? He said, my father is a farmer such and such. At this moment, they said, oh Jarir, you are the one. We make you a place of gold and this and that. You're so pious. By this way, this is the second boy, okay, who talk when he was young. Another time, a woman having infant in her breast, and she's a baby is, you know, getting food from her breast, and wonder what happened. The woman was sitting, and she saw this beautiful, you know, man in his horse, and he looked, mashallah, so, you know, with a lot of dignity and this and that. And she said, oh Allah, I wish my son become like this man. The boy came out from her breast, and he said, oh Allah, don't make me like this man. And this was a sign the man was no good. He looked good, but he was no good. Another time, a woman was passing by a group of people. And this group of people is beating up a woman. And they said, the woman is a prostitute, the woman commit adultery, the woman is stealing, the woman this, and they beat her up. And this woman having a baby, again, fed in her breast. Now, all of a sudden she said, "Oh Allah, don't make my son like this lady." You know, in the front of everybody. The baby again stopped drinking the milk from his mother's breast. And he said, "Oh Allah, make me like this woman." At this time, they stopped beating the woman. Because they know the woman is good. And what they're doing is wrong. This is the four people, you know, they spoke when they were young. Another report, I'm not sure about it, but maybe it is true, is also the boy of the mother, she was scared to throw him in a trench in a time of, you remember, the boy, we talk about it, the young man, in a time of the king who make a trench and throw everybody in a trench. We talked about it yesterday. It's fresh. You remember? Okay. This mother also, she was afraid and she wanted to do something with the boy. The boy talked to her and said, "Go mother, don't worry about it. We go to Jannah." And he commanded his mother to throw herself in the fire. He said, "Don't worry about it, mother." Wonder what happened. Now Isa alayhi salam, he grew up in a small village with his mother after she get away and until he reached the 12 years old. When he reached 12 years old, another problem happened in this area. And according to the report, he was at this time in a village called An-Nasira, a tiny village close to Jerusalem. A king, his name is Hyrus, or Herdus. This king, he heard about some gossip in Bani Israel in this area, and he commanded all the boys to be killed. Now, Maryam alayhi salam, with another good man from her relative, they traveled to where? To Egypt. Now, Isa alayhi salam, a young boy, with his mother in Egypt. And some people said in Damascus, Syria. But the majority said in Egypt. Something happened in Egypt. We said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he will be blessed all the time. In Egypt, many things happened. One good man, he used to care about all the orphan and needy and poor people, and he has many places for all needy and poor to come. Wonder what happened. One day, this man was good to Maryam and her son, Isa. One day, this man, all his treasure is gone. He has a place, he has all his gold and money and treasure is gone. Nobody knows who took it. Nobody knows. And the man is upset. He won his money. Now one day, Isa alayhi salam, with the power of Allah, in this house, it used to be in a corner, in like a small alley, two men always sitting next to each other. A blind man, and a paralyzed man. They used to sit down next to the corner, all the time together. And Isa alayhi salam, he went to the blind man, and he said, "Oh blind man, get up and carry the paralyzed man." He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Get up and carry the paralyzed man and lead us to the money." He said, "What?" He said, "Yes. If you do not do it, I will tell you exactly what you did." He said, No. He started, you know, he said, "Listen, you remember what you did? You carry the paralyzed man. The paralyzed man lead you to the house. You steal and you came back. You understand me? The blind man, he can walk, but he cannot see. And the paralyzed man, he can see, but he cannot walk. They have a duet, you know, help. The paralyzed man, he said to the blind, you carry me, I lead you to the treasure, and nobody ever think about it. And now as you went, and they bring the money and the treasure to the man again. And another story is, one time they have been invited to a gathering, and the man, when he invited people to eat, everybody eat, but all of a sudden he forget no drink. Isa alayhi salam went with his hand, Bismillah, and he put it in all, he used to have a drink in leather cases. And it was filled with a beautiful drink, not alcohol, but very beautiful, and everybody drink and become happy. What we saying in here? This was the beginning of the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him miracles. Miracle by his own. And he start calling people and healing people. And people start know him. Until almost the age of 30. In the age of 30, he was went back to where? Jerusalem area, in the same village called An-Nasira, or they have another name, Ilya. I hope I pronounced it right. Anyway, in this village, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came and gave him what? The beginning of revelation. In the age of what? 30. Now somebody said, excuse me, old messenger and prophet in the age of 40. What's going on? We say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do whatever he want. All of them in the age of 40 except two. Who is the two? Huh? You should know all of them now. Huh?
Well, what was the question? What was the question?
Who get revelation before the age of 40? Yahya alayhi salam, mashaAllah. You should give her extra cookie or something. Yahya alayhi salam, he get revelation and get wisdom and inspiration by Allah from his childhood. Because actually Yahya alayhi salam died when he was young, in the early 30s. Is the air conditioning bother you? Okay, or it is you? Is you. Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Actually, if you were here yesterday, I was sweating in here. Today, mashallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah reward you and put barakah in your electric bill, inshallah. Mashallah. What is the wisdom in here? We said the wisdom in here is Allah's wisdom. He gave revelation to whom he want in the time he want. Can we question Allah's wisdom? No. But for wisdom, Allah know, he chose Isa alayhi salam at this time. Now, what Isa alayhi salam start inviting people to? At this time we have to know, they have a problem. The scholar of Bani Israel used to do, promote people to donate money. Donate, let's do, donate. No teaching. Real teaching? No. Only donate. We need money, the masjid need money, we need money. It rings a bell? You know? Any teaching? No teaching. They see the people making mistake and nobody's talking. And they were corrupted by themselves. The scholar of Bani Israel at this time was corrupted by himself. People getting poor and the scholar getting rich. Now who was standing against that? Eh? Isa alayhi salam. You think the scholar love him? No way. They hate his guts. They do not like him. They plot and plan to kill him many times. But by the will of Allah, Allah save him. At all the time he do da'wah and people believe in him and everything. How many companions of Isa alayhi salam? 12. All this time, only 12. It rings a bell again? Huh? How many always people survive with a message? Not too many. You have some group is listener, some people is doer, but who steadfast actually? Very few. And even we'll see what will happen to the 12. They have a problem. Big problem. And this reminds me by one day, Isa alayhi salam was coming from the like a lake or a sea, walking in the sea. And he have his cane in his hand. One of his people, he said, "Oh Isa, let me walk in a tub of water like you." He said, "Come." The moment he came down, wonder what happened. He drowned. Isa alayhi salam, he pulled his hand and he tell him, listen to this carefully. If you have in your heart a dot of faith equivalent to one wheat, you will walk with me in the water. If you have in your heart believe in Allah equivalent to one wheat, you will walk in the water. And this is what our problem today. We have no faith in Allah. We do not trust in Allah. We do not believe in Allah. We do not rely on Allah. We become believer of everything else except Allah. We have faith in everything else except Allah. We rely on everybody else except Allah. And this is a big problem all of us have. May Allah save us and not make us die unless we have faith. Because anybody die and this life, leave this life without faith, we are in trouble. Isa alayhi salam, he inviting people to leave dunya. Why? It was a championship of accumulation. The status of life. Isa alayhi salam has a wife? No. He have a house? No. Where he eat from? Anything. What kind of dress he do have? Wool. Wool from, what do you call it? From sheeps. This why if you today look at anybody as a priest or whatever, or a bishop, ask him, Isa alayhi salam has a beard. Where is your beard? Isa alayhi salam was very poor and invite people to work for the hereafter. How come you have a big title? And big jobs and big money and big palace. In Chile, in downtown Chile, in the best expensive place, I was walking one day when I saw this huge like palace and like limousine standing by waiting. And a very old man coming out. And one of the people from the town was with me. I asked him, "Who's this man?" He said, "This is the most holy man in Chile. He's a pope, whatever, or the bishop, whatever, the head of all the church." Can you see? The head of all the church, the most holy, has palace, bodyguard, or bodyguard, and all this luxury. And in meantime, you're talking about Chile. And in Santiago, Chile, okay, it has 5 million population, 2 million dog in Santiago by itself. Yes, and from 5 million in the Santiago, Chile, maybe 95% of them is very poor, extremely poor. They hardly eat one meal a day. And you're living in a palace? And all this money, where they have all the churches, is donation. One of the most expensive places is churches. Look at the way they build, the decoration. Anyway, Isa alayhi salam came against all that. And he called toward Allah and working for the hereafter. Finished. Fight increase, they send messages to the Roman Empire They said, we have a man, he claimed, is no kingdom except the Persian Empire. And they start making, you know, really fitna and trial to make sure somebody will come and kill him. Isa alayhi salam did not really convey the message for some time. Allah knew, maybe 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, we do not know exactly the time, but not for too long. Anyway, during this time, also we talk about medication and the medicine. Allah give him the power of healing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to make things, it look like a bird, and bismillah, and become bird. He bring people from life, from dead to life, after, by the name of Allah. All this Allah give him miracle to let people listen to him. Now, wonder what else, one of the famous story, is the disciple, the companion of Isa alayhi salam, the 12. One time they sit with him and tell Isa, we see all the miracle, we believe you, but we have something. We won't believe more. And he was fasting. He said, what do you want? He said, we want a table coming from Allah straight down with the food in it, and we won't see it. And we will believe you. He said, fear Allah. All what you see is not enough. He said, yes, 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 but we want it. Now let's go to Quran and find out what happened about the table. Imagine you see a man walking in the water, bringing life after dead, healing the sick, bringing vision from a person never see. All the miracle you imagine, and you still have something, not yet. Now, what he said, because the best is Quran. He said, O Ibn Maryam, or the son of Mary, can your Lord bring to us a table from the sky? He tells them, fear Allah if you are a believer. They said, we need to eat from it and our heart to be content. And we will know for a fact you are saying the truth. And we will bear witness of this. Isa alayhi salam warned them. He said, if Allah sends it, it will be a calamity to you. And when they are insist and they keep, you know, repeating, oh Isa, make it tabin, oh, you know, at this time he make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, send a table from the sky, from heaven, to us, to be to us Eid festival, to the beginning of us and the end of us, and a sign from you, and provide, and you are the most and the owner of provision. What Allah replied? He said, Isa, I accepted your prayer. I will send it. And whoever disbelieve after that, I will torture him like never torture anybody before. Now he was fasting for 30 days. They obey Isa alayhi salam. They won't eat from it. They insist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it. Wonder what happened now. Imagine a table coming from the sky. You see it coming from the sky by itself with all kind of food. And once that table coming, you eat from it. A food you never heard or see in your life. Coming from the sky. And Isa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, oh Allah, make it blessing, not a trial. Because we have to learn in here, Don't ask for too much. You can get what you want and become trial to you. Be careful with what you ask Allah for. You can ask Allah for things you think is good for you, and it can be a big calamity to you. Don't ever ask Allah for something specific unless you ask Allah, you said, "Oh Allah, if it's good for me in this life and hereafter, and it will be pleasing to you, Ya Allah, give it to me. If it's not good for me in this life and hereafter, be Ya Allah, get it away from me." And even when he did this, they refused to eat. They said, "Eat from it first." At this time, some poor people was coming. He said to the poor people, "Come eat." Now the poor people eat, and mashallah, boom, they wipe it off. They said, "Oh, we won't eat from it. It was in the front of you. You do not want to eat." And it was coming day after day. And they said it used to feed people over 7,000 people, or Allah know how many, but big number. And he told them, "Don't save from the food." And some of them used to, you know, take and try to save some. And those who are saving from the food, they become like poor, like pigs or like monkey. And now the table was just a big trial and tribulation to Bani Israel. Like any another time, they keep asking, and when Allah send it, they never obey. He said, "Eat, but do not save." They eat and they save and they take home. Also, Isa alayhi salam, he gave a glad tidings and a news about a man coming with the end of the constitution on earth, which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave it. Because don't forget, Isa alayhi salam and all the messenger we learned before used to come to whom? Mankind? No. They used to come to a group of people, Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that in Surah As-Saff, verse 6-8, you will find this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran about that. Now, because we do not have too much time, is we're going to go to some of the most authentic reported wording by Isa alayhi salam. One of the dua he used to say, "Allahumma inni la asati'u daf'a ma akrah." Oh Allah, I cannot save myself from the things I cannot, it can harm me. "Wala amliku naf'a ma arju." And I cannot own what I want. "Wa asbaha al-amr biyadi ghayri." And all is belong to you. And I am belong to my action, my deed. And no poor in earth poorer than me. Don't let my enemy happy of my situation. And don't let my friend to be in trial. And don't make my tribulation in my faith. And don't allow those who do not have mercy to be above me. And he used to say to his disciple, the kings left their wisdom because he left faith. Leave to them the dunya, what make them lose their faith and wisdom. Eat bread and drink water and leave this dunya saved from sins. I tell you the truth, dunya, this life, is sweet. And the sweetness of this dunya is the sour of the hereafter. And the sour of this dunya is the sweetness of the hereafter. O the slave of Allah, don't live like those who are living in luxury. I'm telling you the truth. The worst one among you, a knowledgeable person, he loved his desire over his knowledge. And he want people to be like him. And he used to be always having no even slipper. And his face is yellow from low eating. And his lips used to be dry from thirst. And he said, peace among you, Bani Israel. I'm the one who came to dunya with the command of Allah. Do you know where is my house? They said, no. He said, my house is the houses of Allah. And my most enjoyment is water. And my best food is hunger. And my light is that moon. And my prayer in winter is my fragrant. And my clothing is a wool. And my banner is the fear of my Lord. And my companion is the poor. I get up and nothing I own. And I live at night and nothing I own. But I'm content in my inside. And I do not care how I sleep or how I wake up. O the son of Adam, the poor, the weak, fear Allah, the where you are, and be in this dunya like a guest, and make the houses of Allah as your house, and taught your eyes to cry, and taught your body to be patient, and taught your heart of thinking, and do not think about provision of tomorrow. It is a major sin. If you can build over the wave of the sea a house, live. If you cannot build the house over the wave in the sea, do not make your life your house. O the son of Bani Israel, my advice to you is water and little bit of food. And even then, you cannot thank Allah for it. They stand in the top of a grave and they start crying. He said, can I tell you something? Is narrow and tighter than the grave? They said, what is it? He said, the belly of your mother. What are you looking at, this grave? Allah open it and make it wide to whom he want, and make it narrow and small to whom he want. Who is the Son of Man? The one who seek accumulating in this life. You are similar to the one who won't drink all the water in the sea. The more you drink, the more you will be thirst, and you will never drink it. And he used to say, good news to those who sleep and do not think about committing sins, and wake up and want to do good. And goodness and blessing for those who remember their sins and they keep their tongue from backbiting and they stay in their houses and they do not leave. And one of his major advice, do not talk without remember of Allah. And otherwise, your heart hard will be hard. Your heart will be hard. Because the heart hard is far away from Allah. And at this time, you will not know. And don't look to the sins of other like you are good people, but look to your own sins and you remember you are a slave. Because people are too kind. Either he is in a state of sins or Allah save him. Thank Allah if you are among the one who saved and make dua for those who's not saved. Now, we come to the end. What happened to Isa alayhi salam? We remember they send notes to the king of the Roman and they make a big dispute about Isa. And they claim Isa alayhi salam, he claims he is the king of Bani Israel. Now, this king of the Roman Empire, he sent a group of his army to kill Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, his disciple, one of them, his name is Yahuda. Yahuda al-Iskhariyuti. Yahuda al-Iskhariyuti, one of his disciple. And this student of him, do you know what he did? Instead of being faithful to him, he went and he told them where he is. In meantime, his disciple, they said, oh, Isa, we will be like, make us like you, and we will sit by instead of you, and you leave. And when the time got rough, and they heard about the armies coming, everybody fled, and they leave him alone. You remember the belief? The table? All the sign? All the miracle? They said the majority of them was having a very weak iman. And when the time got rough, they ran away and they betrayed him. Who really have the faith or to him or not? We do not know whom and how many. The Christian people have all kind of lists of whom and what. We do not know. We know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him a message, tell him don't worry. And he make the one who betrayed him, he look like him. And Allah left him. Body and soul. How, where exactly is a disputable. We take what Allah said in Quran. And that's it. By this way, Isa alayhi salam living in the heaven by the will of Allah, and he will come back to earth, and he will come in Damascus, in Syria, and he will fight the one with a black eye, the Dajjal, and with the Mahdi, and the Mahdi will be killed, and Isa alayhi salam, he will become the Khalifa of the Muslimin. What's that?
Black eyes?
No, not black eyes. Dajjal. And people was divided. Some they said he left to Allah. Some they said he is the son of Allah. Some they said he is the son of Allah and his mother. Every group said whatever you want. We are a Muslim. We believe about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Now, what we learn in here also, we have a lot of debate today, and we hear a lot of people making debates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my heart what I believe. What I believe, the topic is very simple. Very simple. If I claim as a Muslim, I have the last revelation, and this revelation coming 600 years after Isa alayhi salam, either I am a liar or something wrong with you. If I'm a liar, nothing for you. You should invite me to what you believe. And if my book is true, you have to follow it. How simple it is. By this way, my advice to you, do not try to go to a lot of detail between us and other. Go basic about one thing. The Creator is one. His message should be one. Because even according to Christianity today, how many really is school of thought among Christianity? How many Bible and how many version and revision? The problem is the majority of people is not studying. The majority of people taking their knowledge by hearing. Do you know is a Bible called, and Bible coming from Biblu, a Greek and Hebrew old word, meaning a book. But we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Isa al-Injil. Wal-Injil laysa huwa al-Bible. The Bible containing leftover of the Injil, containing some of Isa alayhi salam word, containing some of Allah the Creator word, and containing a lot about other. By this way, let me share with you a very simple scenario. Allah put it in my heart when I was in Latin America. I find out this topic is very easy. I go step by step. I tell any person, you believe in the Creator. I do not use the word God. I do not use Allah. Because if your word is Allah, they said it is your God. If your word God, everybody has his own God. And we have this notion, is I have my God, you have your God. It's almost like you have a toy, I have a toy. I said it doesn't work. It's not my God and your God. It has to be one God. And if it's one Creator, very simple. Is the Creator want us to be nuts? Crazy? No. By this way, the Creator is one. The message is one. Where is the message? Can it be Judaism? Cannot be. Just for one simple principle. They do not invite other. They believe the chosen people, everybody's goyim, everybody go to hellfire. Finished. Because the Creator has to be just. We said, okay, let's go to the following religion, they claim they have a revelation. What's the following religion they claim they have a revelation? Christianity. Right? Okay, I said today, take me to your Bible shop. Which Bible you want me to believe with? He said, oh, the Bible is all the same. It's just different translation. Different translation is fine, but why different verses has been moved or added in different Bible? And why this particular verses is belong to the Athens and the real or fundamental belief of Christianity? Once this topic is done, meaning something is wrong. Because is Allah the creator will send too many books? I need a revelation. I need a pure revelation. They said, but the Quran is translated by many language. Yes, but pick up any Quran and find me if any verse has been moved or any word has been changed. None. And look at the churches. How many church? How many different belief? The main fundamental belief about being one church and another is different. By this way, what we say in here, we say something is wrong. Please, do not try to argue with people. Inviting other to Islam, not with argue. The person has to be sincere. Anybody come toward me, I tell him, if you are sincere, Allah will guide you, because He promised. I said, forget about who's the creator. Just say, oh, the creator, whoever who you are, give me guidance. Show me the way. Give me light. If these people who claim they are a Muslim, their book, this Quran, is your book, give it to me in my heart and open my heart. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Study. How many people talk, but they do not study and investigate? We are not a people, you know, shoving thing in the throat of somebody. No. We are people, we talk with understanding, common sense. Talk to them. But only by the way, talk to those who really want. Because the majority of people live in a blindness and ignorant and arrogant. Because in America, once you have the money, you have your car, you have the degree, no problem. Only when you are sick and dying, or you have a calamity or a car accident, or you lost your boyfriend or whatever, you want God. And otherwise, if life is dandy and very nice, no problem. What do you need God for? This arrogance of mankind. By this way, inshallah, you know, follow my instruction if you follow my tips of da'wah and use the word creator. Do not argue. Do not argue. A lot of people making a lot of debate. Person who argue is not looking for the truth. He's argue. People who stuck, he stuck. Make dua for them. But Islam is bred by kindness, good manner, behavior. Your conduct, dua, your zeal inside your heart. This what important. Any question, any concern about the topic of Isa alayhi salam? Yeah.
So in fact, it wasn't him who died.
Yeah.
No, the Christians say that Jesus died on the cross.
Okay. Yes, he said Jesus died in the cross. And everybody proved he died in the cross. What he died in the cross, somebody looked like Isa alayhi salam, but not Isa alayhi salam. Don't forget also is, from Christianity point of view, between different church, the way he died on the cross is completely different. By this way, the point in here is, if you have different story, different completely understanding, which story is it true? Because when a story have too many different version, meaning something is wrong. You understand me? Always. If somebody tell you a piece of knowledge, and this piece of knowledge keep changing all the time, can it be a piece of knowledge? Can it be? No. Imagine if I tell you, your brain and your feet. and your feet in your brain. Something is wrong. Why? Because another knowledge, it said otherwise. By this way, if you're coming all the time, give me a different version of one story, something is wrong. Meaning you do not have the basic understanding. You do not have a piece of knowledge. You have according, maybe. You think so. We're talking about revelation in here. This is the difference between us and other. And if you want to dig about that, the best is a choice. Volume 1 and Volume 2 will tell you all about the debate between us and them. But don't again use it. Use it as a piece of knowledge to you. I give you the choice, right? It's a choice part 1 and part 2. If you do not have it, let me know. I will get it for you. By Ahmad Didat. May Allah give him mercy in his life and this, and hereafter, inshallah. Any question or any concern about Isa alayhi salam? Nothing? MashaAllah. We cover it all? Actually, believe it or not, Quran, he give you many situations. He tell you the example of Isa, the example of Adam alayhi salam. By this way is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was Jewish or he was a Christian? Tell them. You see? If you really go about it in basic, don't forget today the Christian, most of the Christian is out. Is empty. They know it. Because the churches is corrupted. There's a huge big difference between the doctrine and teaching of a church and the Bible by itself. By this way, is no sincere Christian really sincere? Okay? Without having doubt in his heart. This is why the sincere Christian actually, they do not go to churches. The sincere Christian, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The sincere Christian is far away. But study from your own good. Because it's obligation for us to study. We're not like Christian, we said that's it. No, study. We are here to study. Open topic, open dialogue. But we have a knowledge, concrete knowledge. Why it is concrete knowledge? Because Allah said so. Why Allah said so? Because of Quran. Why I take the Quran as a... Because is no two people in the earth that Quran is not the word of God. Everybody prove is the Quran is the last revelation. I have no doubt about it. It's not like the Bible. Any honest Christian, he tell you. Even the way Jesus looked like. If you go to Africa, he's dark. If you go to Scandinavia, he's blonde with blue eyes. If you go to Italy, with green eyes. If you go to Arabic church, he looked like Arabic. You know, by this way, even the picture is actually, he draws the picture the way he wanted. Look at even the movie. Everything is the same the way you want it. If we study really a little bit inside the Bible, you will find out some of the verses really belong to Allah and Jesus. Jesus used to prostrate to the ground. Isa alayhi salam, he used to, you know, make sujood. You remember this British man from the call of Islam in England? He said, who Isa alayhi salam used to worship? They teach you in a church how to worship the Creator.
And he said, our Father.
But again, guidance Allah give it to whom He want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah of what we're doing and save us and not make us like them who carry the knowledge and do not implement it. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Any question, any concern? MashaAllah. Okay, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our meeting, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم بارك لنا فيما فعلنا يا رب العالمين واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا. اللهم قلناه يا رب وكان فيه خطأ أو نسيان فاغفره لنا يا رب العالمين أو تحريف أو تبديل، فإذا فعلنا ذلك فهذا من أخطائنا ومن ضعفنا ومن الشيطان، ومن كان من الحق فهو من عندك يا رب العالمين، فاغفر لنا واجعله حجة لنا يا رب العالمين وليست علينا. Oh Allah, whatever I said wrong is from my own fault and my weakness and my shaitan, and whatever is right is only from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all my mistakes, and Oh Allah, put barakah of what we're doing, and accept it for only for you and your pleasure, Ya Allah, and put light and blessing in it, Ya Allah. And Oh Allah, give us sincerity, Ya Allah, and give us the right of carries the knowledge, Ya Allah, and make us the cause to spread the right knowledge, Ya Allah, to make people closer to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, no power and no strength without your power and strength, Ya Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. واللهم اغفر لنا ولآبائنا ولأمهاتنا والمشايخنا وعلمائنا وعلماء المسلمين، وردنا وردهم إلى دينك مردا جميلا يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وجزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.